or HilcoSupply.com.
WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to MerryMaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. An out-of-town trucker is accused of leaving the scene after his rig broke a power pole near downtown Bryan yesterday morning. Electricity was cut off to about 100 customers near Fannin Elementary School as BTU crews replaced the pole at 29th and Hutchins. 29th was closed between Haswell and Baker, but the school was not affected by the outage. The truck was stopped at North Texas and Old Hearn Road a short time later near Highway 21. The driver from suburban Dallas was taken to jail after he was arrested for failing to leave information. Bryan school officials say classes at Fannin were dismissed at the regular time and parents picked their children up at the usual locations. A photo of the damaged pole is online at WTAW.com. Construction will continue at the Brazos County Courthouse for the next year and a half. County Judge Dwayne Peters says a $6 million contract includes replacing two elevators and extending them and a stairway to the fourth floor where the jail was once located.
The elevators now didn't need to go to the third floor because the jail was on the fourth floor, and there was one elevator back there that was a jail elevator that went to the fourth floor. But now we'll have elevators going to the fourth floor. Then tearing out what is left up there of the old jail, and then putting the three district courts in, and then the constable and JP.
Underspending county budgets has provided money for the renovation, and Peters hopes more is found to take on a proposed fifth phase.
There's a lot of piping and plumbing that's in that courthouse that's been there for years and years, and that would be part of the fifth phase.
The Precinct 4 JP and Constable are moving to the courthouse from a nearby building. During part of the renovation, the 361st District Court will be in the administration building. Elections in November and December resulted in two new members to the Bryan City Council. This week's meeting was the first for Rafael Pena and Al Sines.
Mayor Jason Bayansky, who was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about supporting their opponent, says his attention has turned to what's best for the city.
Well, I have gotten involved in races in the past when it involves friends.
Bayansky says the wife of Perry Stephanie was a mentor when he was first elected to the council.
It was proper for me to support him. He had asked me for his support, and in a smaller role, I was involved in that one.
Bayansky says he supported Richard Cortez, as Cortez supported him.
Excellent team member, did a lot of wonderful things for a single member district. He's a good man, and I'm proud to call him my friend.
Bayansky says he's looking forward to working with Sines and Pena. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 months ago, the Bryan School District sold the former Carver School and adjoining land to a developer. A month later, the developer backed out. This week, a school board majority approved an amended contract with the developer. Instead of an all-cash deal, the school district will occupy 1,600 square feet of office space in the renovated school at no charge for 5 years. David Stasny was concerned that the agreement did not set a lease rate after that period.
They can say, well, okay, sure, you can stay, but it's going to be $3 a square foot, so what do you do then? They don't have to be reasonable if you don't have anything specified.
Stasny abstained, while Tommy Vasquez voted no. The value of the five-year lease was set at $164,000, while the district will receive $27,000 in cash. Homes will be built on the 5 acres of land adjoining the former school. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas, and it's time to get to Douglas Nissan. It's Altima month, so check out our selection of 2013 Nissan Altima 3.5 sedans and get $4,000 off MSRP and 0% APR for 60 months. And the all-new 2014 Rogue is here. The crossover has a sleek new design and best-in-class 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Come see why we're home with the nice guys at Douglas Nissan, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Altima offer includes 1,000 Nissan captive cash and 3,000 dealer discount, plus finance with MAC for 0% APR, through to choose from also.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
High cloudiness once again covers the northern and northeastern part of the state this morning, but for us, we should see plenty of sun. Temperatures today are going to be close to 60, generally clear overnight, 35 to 40. Weekend should be a nice one. Sunshine tomorrow, a little milder, highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 45 to 50. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So it should be a nice weekend for anything that you want to do. Jay Sokol here, responsible for the weather this morning from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Doing great. It's going to be sunny skies, birds chirping, all the animals playing together. Just like a Disney movie.
Yeah. Speaking of birds chirping, I found out about this tweet thing y'all have going on the City of College Station website.
Taking it to the tweets? What?
Did you, Kevin, did you hear what he just said?
I did.
Taking it to the tweets.
Yes.
I told him 5 years now from when all the Doobie Brothers are dead, nobody will know what they're talking about. But that's fine. In the meantime.
You're just mad you didn't think of it.
I did. No, it's cute. Yeah. It is. It's kind of cute. All right, so what's going on in the Two Name City?
Well, I brought a guest today.
Okay.
Brought the rookie. Place to City Councilman Steve Aldrich.
Hey, Steve, how are you this morning?
New kid on the block, ready for duty.
Well, on this block, you've been on other blocks.
That's true.
You've been on the City Council, on the school board before. But this is your first time to play Jethro Trivia, I believe?
Yes.
Okay, there you
They play it in executive session, but I don't think they have since he's come on board.
Yeah, okay. So here it goes, our oddly informative little news quiz. It's pop culture, recent current events. There are no prizes involved. Today, the holiday bonus season has just ended, of course, and we've learned how the Washington Redskins, under Dan Snyder, reward their employees. A few years ago, the billionaire handed out what as a holiday bonus gift to his staff? Was it A, envelopes of cash, B, tickets to Ravens games, C, a bag of apples, or D, a McDonald's job application? Once again, Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Redskins a few years ago, what did he give his employees for Christmas bonus? Was it A, envelopes of cash, B, Ravens tickets, C, a bag of apples, or D, a McDonald's application? All right, Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to say a McDonald's application.
Very nice.
I'm
okay.
I'm going to go with Ravens tickets.
Ravens tickets. Jay?
Yeah, I agree. Ravens tickets.
Steve?
Let's go with the crowd. Ravens tickets.
Okay, it's a bag of apples.
Oh!
Yay! Apparently a lot of everybody loses.
Yeah. I know.
We're just a bag
Shut
of
out.
Apples.
That's it. Oh, very nice. Yeah, a lot of ex-employees pretty unhappy about the entire Redskins organization. Been talking to the press about what the working environment was like. The Redskins have reached the playoffs just four times in Snyder's 15 seasons as an owner, and have churned through seven head coaches in that time. Only four franchises have worse winning percentages. What of those would be? Yes, indeed, your Houston Texans. So there you are. You know, I used to work in television. You think if you're in television, hey, you make a lot of money and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't at this television station. Actually, this television station, KBTX, had a very, very good bonus program. But I was working in Waco, and that guy there had a ton of money who owned that radio, the TV station. And we got a $10 HEB nifty-gifty. Not good for alcohol.
Well, my wife, when she was a reporter at the local newspaper, this is quite some time ago, said that they actually got McDonald's gift certificates as bonuses 1 year.
So. Probably traded them out.
They have.
Kevin, you have a Christmas bonus story?
We got a Christmas turkey.
Oh. Cooked?
I'm okay with that.
No. Okay. Well, when you're not a big fan of the Christmas turkey.
Oh, I got you. That's
not really that great a deal.
Yeah, well, I understand. Okay. And of course, some people don't get bonuses at all. So that's fine.
It kind of reminded me the Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
He went and got the goose. I got it.
Yeah, there you are. And I don't know why apples.
Not that I would compare that to any place that I've worked before.
I understand. That's okay. Not once do we understand why. Maybe Mr. Snyder owns an apple orchard someplace. Well, anyway. All right. Enough of that. Steve Aldrich here this morning. New member of the College Station City Council. And so, gosh, I don't know. I know that you probably have observed council and the way things have gone in College Station for a couple of years before you actually got onto council. But what was the biggest surprise once you got onto the elective body itself?
Really, there haven't been any big surprises. I think I did I spent a lot of time preparing myself, getting, I'm a big context person, so knowing the dynamic of what's going on. There are a lot of new parts in City of College Station, new city manager, new kid on the block, recent reorganizations that y'all have reported on as far as city staff goes. So it's a dynamic.
Yep. So how long have you lived in College Station?
Oh, gosh, part of the time I lived in our sister city.
Yeah, Bryan, that's fine, yeah.
But about 33 years.
Okay, so you pretty long frame of reference, pretty long view there. So what are the problems? What do we need to be working on as you as an elected member of this body? What do you need to be working on in your view?
Concerns. The more communication we can get, I mean, we are the City of College Station. We are the City of College Station's governing body, and the more input that we can get. So I'm a little concerned that we haven't got an optimum level or a beyond optimum level of communication in the community. And community is basically the foundation. The foundation for that's communication.
All right. So communication. Again, just as an observer, you guys don't get paid by the word, but your council meetings are very, very, very long.
I'm trying to not add a lot to that.
Why is it that way, and what can you do to streamline that to make it more efficient?
Oh, I think it's just an individual dynamic. I mean, I think we need to talk about things. I think, I certainly don't want to limit anybody's time, but if there's an issue or something where, particularly questions of clarification, which if you take a look, there's a lot of questions for clarification. You do a lot of, there's about 200 pages per meeting of reading material that you go through. So there's a lot of stuff that you need clarification on after you read and look through all of that. You don't get everything there, so being able to ask people and particularly being able to hear citizens, I think those are good things. Lots of presentations. In the presentations, yesterday, Northgate District had their annual meeting, and gosh, there's a lot of information there. It's just amazing what's going on in the Northgate District and what the future of development in the Northgate District is.
Steve Aldridge joined us this morning. I've said it from day one, as a group, the people in Northgate have just been abused by the city. The dynamic has changed there, and that's fine. The city may be the dynamic now that everybody wants, and that everybody is there that wants to be there. But a lot of people used to be there and basically got chased because it wasn't a good environment at that time. What do you see as the future of Northgate? What's it going to look like 5 years from now?
I think Northgate is becoming the residential college urban part of our community. If you look at the development plans that are there, and I don't know if you've had Chris Scotty on the program before.
Not recently.
He's got a good grasp on things working with the Northgate District Association, and I think that they have gone from more of a reactive mode, at least that's what he was talking about yesterday, and I believe that, more of a proactive mode towards how are we going to work together for what's coming.
Let's talk about the future of growth for College Station, because obviously it's back on the upswing. The sales tax revenue is back up after a couple of years where you had to pinch some pennies. Where are the areas that need to be kind of refunded again, that need to be exhilarated with some additional funding in your view?
Great question. And back to my previous assertion that the communication is important, we're going to have a bond issue. And we haven't had a bond issue since 2008 was our last bond issue. Is that correct, Jay?
2008 was the last bond.
So it's been 7 years since we've had a bond issue. And in the bond issue, the process, the capital improvements plan committee that gets together, I served on one in 1995. It was a great way to get an overall view of what the city's needs are. And that's really vital. I think it's critical that we have a really good capital improvements plan before we go to the bond issue. So those are the things that we'll start working on here. And citizen input's very important.
Well, it is. But you, as an individual and who's watched this and lived here for a while, you have to individually think. So what are your key areas that need to be improved?
Transportation. As we grow, transportation gets to be a bigger and bigger issue, and I think we've been proactive on that. We've kept ahead of it. You have to have the growing pains that go along with that. Everybody remembers when Texas Avenue was under construction, but now that it's not under construction, everybody loves it. I think one of the main things we need to do is have a sense of, as we grow at a more rapid rate than we've grown in the past, how we maintain the culture, heritage, tradition, values of what this community is that makes it so attractive, and keep that going to where 10 years from now, 20 years from now, somebody that comes to A&M like I did in 1976 says, hey, this is a great place. I'm going to figure out a way to stay here.
Okay. Let's backtrack to transportation.
Yes.
How do we fund that?
You know, I really think we need to have a real great engagement with the legislature, because that's what it's all about. If you take a look at, clearly we don't have for the projects that are planned for transportation for the metropolitan area here, there's not enough funding to get what is already on the drawing boards that's needed. So we have a great situation in that the Emergency Assistance Fund, Rainy Day Fund, has a lot of money in it right now. And that is going to tide us over. But I think that in this next legislative session, you're going to see a real revamp of what transportation funding is and secure it for the future. I mean, 1,400 people a day coming to Texas now.
Right. Do we have enough parks in College Station?
Some would say yes. Some would say no.
I know. I want to know what you say.
What I think... I don't think we do. I think we have parks that we can develop, and certainly on the athletic perspective, as far as that goes, I would like to see more of a connection between the historical significance of the community of Bryan College Station integrated into our parks.
The fire station on University is impressive. That's an awfully expensive piece of architecture there. What's your thought on a little more function when it comes to city buildings, whether it's for first responders or anything else?
You know, the real measure, if you go and talk to economic development people, if you talk to urban planners, if you talk to people who are looking at communities, one of the things that they go look at is your parks, your public institution buildings, obviously your schools, libraries, cemeteries, how you take care of those types of things in your historical districts. So those are important. Big fire station, much needed for the area that it is, but specifics of elaborate architectural design and all those types of things, it's very nice. I think the issue is it's a great fire station, and it is a great statement about what the community thinks about itself and thinks about first responders, particularly our fire department, but at the same time, is it functional? Is it what the city of College Station wants, function over features? Sure. And there's always a match there. So we'll see. You set precedents. I think that's kind of if you look at the building itself and if you look at the facility and tour the facility itself, it's very nice.
Steve Aldrich, new city council member from College Station, joining us. Don't know exactly what the solution is, but obviously an identifiable problem is that this staff has grown and the space that they're in hasn't. What are your ideas for being able to find some new areas for staff and as the city of College Station continues to grow?
You know, I wish I had a better grasp of where we were on looking at the future of that, but I really don't. But I trust in the process of having a good capital improvements plan and a good committee to get input for what the city of College Station wants to know. What I can say is our INS side of our tax rate relative to
explain what that is.
Interest and sinking fund. That's okay. The part of the bonded indebtedness. That's how a municipality can grow with infrastructure, streets, buildings, facilities, those types of things. And that's one part of the tax rate that everybody pays. You have to have debt service. And if you take a look at College Station relative to peer group cities that are comparable to ours, we're very attractively priced as far as what our ad valorem tax rate for INS is, interest and sinking fund.
Well, while we're talking about that, I mean, nobody likes to talk about increasing taxes, but these are pretty good days in College Station now. Things are going well, and the growth curve seems to be in a positive way. I recall John Crompton once saying this is the best city that it can be at this tax rate. Where do we stand? Steve Aldrich is one member of council on an effective tax rate, and that may need to move.
This came up in part of the budget sessions, and when I was listening in on those, and a conversation as to whether or not adopting the effective tax rate, which is what you need in order to be able to continue to fund yourself at the current level, whether that we need to be beyond the effective tax rate for the future in planning for growth. And I think that that is something that we need to really take a strong look at. I know some of the members of council had commented on that during the budget sessions. And I think that we need to get a clear sense. That's why I think community input is so important. We need to get a really clear sense of what we want the city of College Station to be as it grows.
Okay, but with all due respect, sometimes citizens don't know what's best for themselves. Therein, they really don't.
Therein lies the paradigm of the problem of public administration. You're always grasping for input, and at the time, you never seem to quite get enough to get it exactly right, or what I would call optimized. But that's just the paradigm. So that's why I'm advocating a lot more communication. We need to think and have a clear vision as a community of who we want to be and what we want to look like as we grow at a rate that's faster than we've experienced.
Okay. Steve Aldridge joining us this morning, new city council member. What areas of partnership with the school district would you be comfortable with?
I'm very comfortable with a lot of the ones that we have already. There are a number of different interlocal agreements between CSISD and City of College Station. The more that we can collaborate, have economies of scale and work together, the better off we all are. So I don't know of anything where we're not collaborating right now more, but hopefully there'll be plenty of dialogue between city and ISD staff, city council, and College Station ISD Board of Trustees.
Okay, and while we're talking about ILAs, City of Bryan, tell me where you think there are areas where those two entities can work together.
If you take a look at how things have come together with the biocorridor development and the cooperation between the two cities and what it means to our entire community, that's just a wonderful situation to have as far as that goes. We will have things where we don't necessarily agree, but certainly let's not be disagreeable in our disagreements. Let's keep the door open. Let's keep the communication going. Let's make sure that we are looking for what's good for this community as a whole and how we can benefit everyone that lives in our community, because it's all one place when you really get down to it.
I left this till last because I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but the classic NIMBY, not in my backyard, has to do with neighborhood development. I mean, you've already spoken out on it, even though you're a newbie on council. Again, don't want to spend a lot of time, but I'd kind of like to get the Steve Aldridge overview there.
Well, we haven't gotten this one right yet. It's interesting. If you go back and look at the 2008 dialogue when we were talking about the four non-related, and how we do that. I think we haven't addressed that. You could just change the dates on some of those concerns that were expressed in that information and to today, and they would be just as relevant. So we've got to really sit down as a council, and I'm sure that's one of the things that we will probably address in the planning sessions that come up later this month. Those are open meetings. And although they are not a meeting of the public, but they are public meetings of the council talking about strategically and as a council what we think are important things to address ourselves with over the coming year.
Anything we didn't cover?
Gosh, I will tell you this, there's so much going on in our community right now that it's hard to keep up with all of it in a really well-informed citizenry about what's going on. Stay up to date, ask questions, get information. Citizens University, our fire school, mm-hmm. our police school, those types of things. Ways to get engaged and get involved are really important. I can't stress that enough. That's really important to me, and I think it's really important to the future of our community.
Sure. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Steve Aldridge, the new city councilman. And, of course, you can watch all the meetings there online, including PNC. Anything else?
Very quickly, College Station's hosting the 2014 Senior Games. Those take place February 20th through the 23rd.
Could you give me a media pass for that?
Oh, sure I can.
Thanks, okay.
If you're age 50 and up, you can compete in a whole lot of different events.
I didn't say I wanted to compete. I want a media pass.
No, I didn't invite you to. Track and field, swimming, 3-on-3 basketball, a whole lot of stuff. Go find out more and sign up, cstx.gov/seniors.
All right, visit the folks at City College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We say no to we you. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Nintendo has cut its earnings forecast for the year and has slashed the estimate for how many Wii U consoles were sold over the holidays. The unit was left behind by the popularity of the new Xbox One and PlayStation 4, which both sold well since launches in November. Capital One Financial had a 2% rise in earnings in the fourth quarter. That did not meet analysts' expectations, so shares fell after hours. Still, the results for Capital One, one of the country's largest credit card lenders, are often viewed as a gauge of consumer spending. NASDAQ futures now falling flat, down a fraction. S&P 500 futures, though, still on the plus side by 1 point. If you plan to attend the Super Bowl this year, TripAdvisor is out with what you will be paying. It's based on the cost of a hotel, public transit, and tickets to travel to and from the game, as well as a meal of wings and a couple of beers while watching. $356 the average per day, but that does not include the price of a ticket. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Want some good financial advice? Buy Barron's this weekend. This issue carries the Roundtable, Barron's annual get-together with some of the smartest stock pickers on Wall Street. Barron's sits down with these legendary investors who offer their views on global macro issues, the U.S. economy, the U.S. equity and debt markets, Fed policy, politics, and much more. Plus, they sort through the opportunities and pitfalls of investing overseas in places like China, India, Brazil, and other emerging economies. It's a classic for people who want to understand where the markets are going and how to make money there. In 2014, getting the fundamentals right is a must for succeeding in the market. Barron's panelists discuss their current investing themes, note their favorite picks and pans and stocks, and explain the thinking used to reach their investing decisions. So, get winning investing ideas from the pros. Pick up Barron's at a newsstand for our Roundtable Classic. And let Barron's help you grow your portfolio in 2014.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the BCS Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January the 22nd, the Chamber's annual Economic Outlook Conference will focus on new economic development and the future of our local economy. Our title sponsor is Wells Fargo. Our hospitality sponsor is the City of College Station. And SEC Commissioner Mike Slive will be our keynote speaker. Join us from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on January the 22nd at the College Station Hilton. Get a briefing of the economic future of the Brazos Valley by the people that make it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or RSVP at bcschamber.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. For the second time in 3 months, the Bryan School Board has sold the former Carver School and 5 acres of adjoining land near Kemp School to a local developer. The first agreement, an all-cash deal, was rescinded last month. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the developer is ready to start work.
They're ready to start the renovation of the building. They're ready to start the new neighborhood, to bring in the homes. We've gone back and forth with the city and the company for quite some time now.
The split vote gives the district $27,000 and a 5-year lease on 1,600 square feet of office space at no charge. Tommy Vasquez voted no and David Stasny abstained after questioning why the agreement did not spell out what the district would pay once the free lease expires. 29th Street in Bryan near Fannin Elementary School was closed most of yesterday after a hit-and-run trucker turned too sharply and broke a power pole. You can see a photo of the damage at WTAW.com. About 100 customers were without power for a short time. The school, which did not lose electricity, finished its day as scheduled. The trucker from suburban Dallas was found at North Texas and Old Hearn Road a short time later. He was arrested for failing to leave information, then taken to jail. This week's Bryan City Council meeting marked the first together for newly elected councilmen Al Sines and Rafael Pena.
Their opponents received the support of Mayor Jason Bayansky, who was asked about his participation on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Any political differences we may have aside and build those bridges and work together for the betterment of the city of Bryan.
Bayansky says he considers Richard Cortez a friend.
He supported me, I supported him, and I did have a somewhat of a role.
Bayansky says it was proper to accept Perry Stephanie's request to help him.
His wife served on the city council with me when I first came on. So my first year on the city council, Annette was my mentor.
Bayansky was also conducting his reelection campaign at the same time he was assisting Stephanie and Cortez. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Those who work and use the Brazos County Courthouse are now in their fifth year of dealing with construction crews. This week, the county commission awarded a $6 million contract to renovate the fourth floor. Where the jail once was will become courtrooms. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the 361st District Court, now on the third floor, will be temporarily moved to the administration building.
I'm not sure how long it'll take, but 6, maybe 9 months, a period of time. And we hope and believe that everybody else will be able to survive what goes on.
All three district courts will be moved to the fourth floor, along with bringing in the Precinct 4 Justice of the Peace and Constable offices. A stairway will be extended from the third to the fourth floors, and two old elevators will be replaced and also extended to the fourth floor. No decision has been made on what becomes of the present courtrooms on the second and third floors. Peters says funding comes from underspending prior year budgets.
Save money in other areas, not necessarily in the construction phase, but across the board with the budget.
Peters says construction will take about a year and a half, and there is a proposed fifth phase, which includes replacing plumbing issues that Peters wants to address. Last month, a 9-year-old girl watching her mother being stabbed to death in their motel room couldn't call 911 because the youngster didn't know she had to first dial 9 to get an outside line. The girl's grandfather has the attention of an FCC commissioner to make a direct call for help. Commissioner Ajit Pai has sent letters to 10 major American hotel chains in an attempt to collect information on how common it is for hotel guests not to be able to dial 911 directly. The estranged husband of Carrie Dunn is accused of stabbing her to death in front of the 9-year-old child, her 4-year-old sister, and their 3-year-old brother. North of Dallas, a man was hoping to get a charge of violating the city of Frisco's human sign ordinance thrown out during a court appearance, but his case was continued. Ron Martin was arrested for holding up a sign warning passersby that a police cruiser was clocking motorists ahead. Gerald Treese with the South Texas College of Law thinks what Martin was doing is protected speech and that he was arrested for other reasons.
I just think the police officers got ticked off at him. And, you know, the fact that officers get ticked off at you is not a criminal offense.
Frisco police say they've had run-ins with Martin doing similar things in the past. The department declined to comment on the case. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 49 degrees. More news online, or more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. January is Altima month at Douglas Nissan with over 90 new Altimas in stock. And right now we have 2014 Nissan Altima sedans on our lot at just $17,988. Come take a test drive and experience Altima's refined handling and excellent fuel economy. Hurry in before these deals are gone at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 in College Station.
Offer includes 1,000 Nissan customer cash, 1,000 Nissan capital cash, and 30-32 dealer discount. MSRP 23 through 20. Excuse tax, title, license, deal. If you must finance within Texas, if this price will supply last.
It's 8:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Here are the happy numbers.
Hi, cloudy. This once again covers the northern and northeastern part of the state this morning, but for us, we should see plenty of sun. Temperatures today are going to be close to 60, generally clear overnight, 35 to 40. Weekend should be a nice one. Sunshine tomorrow, a little milder, highs near 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 45 to 50. Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball team travels to Starkville, Mississippi for a 12:30 tip time tomorrow. The broadcast on this radio station will begin at 12 noon against the Bulldogs. Aggs played over there last year at Humphrey Coliseum and ended up winning it in overtime 55-49. Came back dramatically in the second half. Mississippi State had a 29-17 lead at the halftime. Aggs outscored them 30-18 in the second half. In the paint, by the way, in that game, A&M outscored them 36-14 and had 14-0 as a score on fast break points. So it's Texas A&M and Mississippi State, Humphrey Coliseum, tomorrow in Starkville. They broadcast at 12 noon for that 12:30 tip against Mississippi State. The Bulldogs will return the favor, coming to Texas A&M on February the 5th to play us at Reed Arena in an 8 o'clock game that night. I'm Dave South. Have a great weekend. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
839, if you are a DirecTV customer, there is something you should know. As of Tuesday, the Weather Channel has been dropped due to unresolved contract negotiations between DirecTV and the Weather Channel. This means that you're missing out on important weather updates and programming. Fortunately, there is a better option. You can switch to Suddenlink TV and Internet and get entertainment that you can count on and don't be disappointed, okay? Disappointed. I like that. No long-term satellite contract either. You switch to Suddenlink, and you can bundle and save. You get SL 200 HD TV, 15-meg internet, and home phone for only $30 a month when you bundle. And you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. So switch now. Call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. Or you can go to the revamped website, which is easier than ever at Suddenlink.com. By the way, already this month, The Butler's right there and available for you on video on demand, as is Enough Said and Carrie. Later on this month, we'll have Blue Jasmine, which is nominated for some Academy Awards. I love that I know that. Captain Phillips also, and then later this month, there's Rush, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too. And also, there's a WWE event before the end of the month. All that can be yours, making the call to Suddenlink. How about me knowing about that Blue Jasmine, huh?
That's woo-hoo! Impressive.
All the reason I do is because it's Woody Allen. I kind of like him. He's a little weird, but, you know, it's okay. All right.
He's a nut.
Yeah. Gub. He's the guy who gave us Gub. Just saying. Texas man is facing misdemeanor charges for standing in the median of a 6-lane highway and holding up a sign that said police ahead.
Yep.
Yep.
Ron Martin. I know a Ron Martin. I wonder if it's the same one. Probably not. It's a fairly common name. Oh, no, this guy's 33. Arrested because a speed trap had gone kind of sour. He was charged with, quote, waving a homemade sign. Okay. Mr. Martin, for his part,
said nuh-uh.
Yeah, the only difference between him and a speed limit sign is I just don't wear a uniform. I'm the same thing as a speed limit sign, just reminding people there's a limit here. There are laws in New Jersey and New York and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Tennessee and Virginia and Florida allowing headlight flashing. Allowing headlight flashing. While other states like Arizona and Alaska actually forbid it, in Washington, flashing your high beams within 400 feet of another vehicle for any reason is a $124 fine.
Oh, so you can't even remind them to turn down their beams?
It's Washington.
Yeah, true.
They think that you're violating their space if you flash your lights at them. They must have a good reason to be driving with their brights on. Just saying. So there, so I don't know, what do you think?
No. Just I remember this issue coming up a while back. I forget if it was Texas or Florida, but they were flashing the high beams, and they were stopped or arrested or cited for improper use of their lights.
Okay.
And the issue, the point that came up was, I flash them so that they'll slow down and not get caught by the speed trap. And they say, well, yeah. And he said, and his point was, they slowed down. Isn't that what you want them to do?
Right, right.
And no, it became a money issue. So that's why the laws actually explicitly state you can do that.
As long as he wasn't, there's not a law preventing you from being on the median some way. It's freedom of
speech.
Well,
it was. In Frisco, it was, because they cited him for violating the human sign ordinance.
Human sign ordinance?
That was the story at the end of the second newscast.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying there's a
human sign. Well, ordinance. You see him over next to various pizza parlors and tax places.
Oh, of course.
Those are human signs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Sandwich boards and whatnot.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's just that.
It's money. They want their money.
I know. You ever thought
it's like Disney.
Yeah. You ever thought you wanted to do that? Be one of those signs?
No. That thought never crossed my mind, ever.
That'd be interesting. Dress up in a Disney-like costume and call yourself the Speed Trap Snake or Panda. I don't know.
I was just thinking about being one of those people that twirls those signs.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they're so excited.
When the Halloween stores open, Scott, I'm sure you could get a gig.
I saw. Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Audio edit.
Not so much good news for the newest edition of American Idol, which is down 22%.
Gosh.
In your highly coveted 18 to 49 year old age bracket. For its debut on Wednesday night, the good news is there were 15.2 million watching, which made it by far the night's most viewed. But, again, are you happy about that? Because those aren't the numbers you're used to.
Daily, they've been going down the last several years, though.
And again, at what point?
How many million watched that?
They said 15.2.
Okay. Duck Dynasty returned with 8.5, down 28% from last season.
Yeah. I don't get Duck Dynasty. I mean, yeah, I kind of get it. I just don't care. And, which is, you know, that's fine. There's enough people who do. And, you know, there's shows that I watch that people would look at me and go, "Why? What are you watching
that?" I started watching it, thought it was fun. And then I got upset because I said, this is so fake. It's so contrived.
Yeah,
but then I said, that Psy, he's such a character. And that's when I realized it's just
it's a show.
Slightly more realistic version of The Office.
Yeah,
it is slightly scripted. Once I realized they wanted to entertain me, I was okay with that.
And 8.5 million viewers. So, I mean, again, it's
and what Honey Boo Boo get?
Oh my God.
Sketty?
Oh, I saw part of that last night. Was that
you
last night?
Watched
you
it?
Poor thing.
No, I was really. Here's what I was doing is I was trying to find the women's basketball game, okay? So I had no idea what channel it was on. I just knew it was there, and it wasn't on the normal channels. It was up someplace else. So I had to kind of just go, and I didn't go to the guide, which I should have. Instead, I went through one at a time, and I stopped because there was the human thumb. So I had to see that. And then I saw her, I guess the guy who she was going to marry, who wore a camo tuxedo with an orange vest, Dayglow orange vest.
Like you do.
Remember the commercials from the 70s? Yeah. Try it. You'll like it.
Well, in this case, you really and truly will. Sleep Number is going to change the way you sleep. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my sleep number is 65. Not to overstate, but it really will kind of change your life. When you get a good night's sleep, if you haven't had one for years, it really does change your perspective on things a ton. And right now, Sleep Number is going to hook you up. You will only find Sleep Number beds at a Sleep Number store. There's one right on Texas Avenue across from the Chick-fil-A in College Station. You're going to get a queen mattress, and they start at $699. The Sleep Number bed is clinically proven to improve your sleep quality and relieve back pain. It works like a charm. And their exclusive dual air technology allows you to adjust each side of the mattress to support your body needs, so it's perfect for couples since you can choose the level of firmness on each side of the bed. Love that part. Right now, Sleep Number is in their final days of their lowest price of the season, so you can save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds. Plus, for the next couple days, special financing until January 2007 on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit, and this will end on Monday, so see store for details. Find your Sleep Number setting today at a Sleep Number store near you, and when you do, do me a favor, tell them I said hey.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so if you want to know what to watch this weekend, or if you, you know,
the football game.
No. If you want to get a DVD, here's what everybody else has written. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters is number 3. Fast and Furious 6 is number 2. Despicable Me 2 is number 1. By the way, they're going to make another Despicable Me. That's a shock.
Have you seen the advertising for Twinkie?
I don't know what Twinkie is.
Those things that you eat.
Twinkies.
That you can't eat just one.
Yeah, no.
That's not them.
Whoever did it is brilliant. They took the Twinkie packaging and made it look like Despicable Me. So they're minions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. I saw one on the stores the other day, and it just literally made me chuckle because they look like little minions with the one eye and two eyes. It was
great. Oh, okay. That's a pretty smart idea.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay. So your usual crop of moves weren't good enough this weekend. The Warner Brothers have decided that they're going to re-release Gravity, going to 900 theaters beginning today.
Awesome. I missed it.
If you're looking to see it, and you know, and that's a pretty smart idea.
Absolutely.
Quite honestly. Because what they're doing is they're now bringing you into that buying cycle a lot earlier. And the fact is, and you know, as you think about it, why didn't they do this earlier? Why didn't they should have done this years ago? Because you try to get some buzz going, and a movie may have left the town, and then I'll see it after it wins. They know that they're going to get some money there. But if you were a nominated movie that didn't win, then you maybe never get that audience. So by bringing it back to the theaters, they're probably making a little bit more money that way. And again, in some places, I think it'll be, you know, the whole 3D, the whole IMAX experience too. Also, 12 Years a Slave, that's rolling out to about 600-plus locations this weekend. Captain Phillips is going to be in 900 theaters. If you want,
I didn't
see
that one either. I'd like to see that one.
Yep. And Captain Phillips is coming up on a Suddenlink movie on demand, I think, later on this month too. All right, American Hustle. I got 10 Oscar nominations yesterday, and so that's going to be out there and available for you. And then also new movies, Ice Cube's latest movie, Ride Along. They're expecting that to hit the top spot this weekend. That expensive Jack Ryan movie there, you know, is out there. The Nut Job, that's an animated thing. And Devil's Due, saw that commercial last night. That's a sad-looking movie.
Hmm.
Let's see. Oh, but they had the Oscar nominations, in fact. And there have been times when we have done that, you know. Back in the day.
Would you jip it?
Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Steal it off the television or something?
No. We have the channel here. We can get it by satellite now. I mean, it's right there. But what I've normally done in years past is just put on the ambient sound. Because they always have a buffet, you know, it's like at 4 a.m. or something there that they do that. So exactly, yeah, and people, yeah, getting, right, exactly, that kind of thing. Because I think that's far more interesting than the nominations. And the thing is, Ben's not in town, and so if I can't irritate Ben, then it's not worth it to go through and do that. If I can hear him go, oh, and the thing is, and he used to, you know, used to send Tom off too. He, you know, because he was a movie guy and he liked to go to the movies, and so that's what we do. This year, we just absolutely didn't even talk about it. But
because there is a God,
yeah,
and because you are well respected, at some point there is going to be a roast for you, and I can't wait.
The best actor, Christian, Bruce, Leonardo, Matthew, and
Brown.
Yeah, Brown. Best actress, Amy, Kate, Sandra, Judy, and Meryl. So I think we all probably knew that was going to happen. So I'm just saying. Now, I want to see, I mean, the movie I want to see is, I want to see Nebraska. I really want to see that movie now, the more I've heard about it.
I just started hearing about it.
I spent more time there. I don't care about
it. Well, just forget it's called that. But, I mean, Bruce Dern is 77 years old, has played weird his entire life, and does a pretty good job of it.
Well, Bruce Dern looks the same way he did 77 years ago.
Pretty much.
He hadn't changed except the hair color.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just, I think that it just would be cool. And so I'm thinking I want to go see that.
That's called Nebraska.
Yeah, okay, just saying. And let's see, I think that's Meryl Streep. I believe that is her 423rd nomination.
I think you may be right.
Yeah, she's more than anybody else.
Wow.
No, it's not really, but I mean, it's a lot. Favorite movies, American Hustle supposed to win. So is Matthew McConaughey and Kate Blanchett. And Jared Leto, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the people who are supposed to win. Bruce Springsteen wants you to go home with a copy of the show that you just saw. Pretty interesting thing. He mentioned this week that he likes the Grateful Dead's old rule where you could tape any of their concerts. But he's going to bring it into a digital age, like that stapler. Bruce said he'll have you buy a wristband when you come to any of the shows this upcoming tour. Then you can go home with a high-quality digital copy when it's over.
That's great, because you can use their house sound for that. I'm sure they just pull it off the board.
Exactly. I mean, and you end up with a good quality, again, the digital quality stuff, as opposed to what, of course, a lot of the deadheads didn't care.
No.
No. It was better on your tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Tape deck.
Now, and while we're talking about that, the music biz, obviously in a downward spiral, but vinyl sales are way up. Statistica says that 6 million vinyl albums were sold in 2013. That's 6 times more than the amount sold just 6 years ago.
I didn't buy any last year, but we have a healthy collection of newer vinyl.
I mean, 6...
It sounds better.
It's 6 million. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, it just sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a richer, warmer sound.
Well, and quite honestly, they found that it's a great way to store data, is on vinyl. Because of the digital downloads, both illegal and legal, means that you carry thousands of songs with you everywhere you go, and you don't have to change any discs. Vinyl does have a little nostalgia to it, and it does have a little hipness to it, as Patrick mentioned. You know, he's doing that now. Of course, we grew up with vinyl.
I played vinyl on a radio.
Sure, absolutely. Today, LPs are pressed at 180 gram or higher stock, and the remastered techniques really do make the analog sound a whole lot better. In order to hear the pure sound, obviously, you've got to pay more. Average LP runs anywhere from $20 to $30. Wow. Didn't know
Holy
that.
Holy cow.
I don't know that I care that much.
Holy cow.
Not sure I care that much, but anyway.
$30 for a 33 and a third?
I can remember when.
The politicians in Washington are talking about immigration again. And they're proposing more of the same. More amnesty, more liberal solutions, and more lies from Obama. That's why conservative Todd Staples is fighting back.
Like you, I am sick and tired of the baby kissers in Washington not listening to voters like you and me. When it comes to border security, the politicians from both parties have let us down. That's why I developed a 6-point plan to reform our failed immigration system that starts with real border security and does not include amnesty. I'm Todd Staples, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to deliver real results on border security and immigration reform without compromising our conservative principles.
Visit ToddStaples.com to read his 6-point plan to reform our broken immigration system and secure our border. Todd Staples, real leadership, real results for Lieutenant Governor. Political ad paid for by Texans for Todd Staples.
You've heard of concierge medicine in national news programs. This new model of primary care is gaining popularity due to its quality results and unmatched patient convenience. Now it's available to you locally with MyMDBCS. MyMDBCS is a primary care, retainer-based practice serving the Bryan-College Station area, and it's the first of its kind in our region. Dr. Lon Young and Dr. Andy Wilson, board-certified in emergency medicine, created MyMDBCS in order to provide a high-quality, personal experience to a smaller number of patients. With MyMDBCS, you'll have direct access to your doctor 24/7 by cell, text, or email. Flexible hours, no office wait times, and appointments when you need them. Enrollment's limited. Call today to learn more about the benefits of truly personalized care. It's more affordable than you think. Call 209-0458 or visit MyMDBCS.com. MyMDBCS, like a doctor in the family.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Reuben Kincaid died also.
Mm-hmm. Partridge family.
Yeah, and actually I think was on Laugh-In maybe a long time ago, too.
I think you may be right on that
one. Yeah, but there you go. He was 82 years old. Steven Spielberg tops the new Forbes Most Influential Celebrities list for 2014. Rankings were created based on research into 46 different personality attributes for more than 6,000 celebrities. He led the pack with a rating of 47%, meaning nearly half the respondents believe the Hollywood director is influential. Oprah and George Lucas came in second and third, respectively. So, just saying.
Oprah's probably upset.
Probably so. If you're dumb enough to let kids rob you of the pot that you were trying to sell them, then it would make sense that you'd be dumb enough to call the police to tell them that somebody robbed you of your pot. Sebastian Wisniak and Anthony Clyer didn't say it was a drug deal gone bad, just they had gotten robbed after meeting a group of teenagers in a parking lot of a Cleveland-area fast food joint to practice medieval sword fighting.
Oh, man.
Like you do, right?
Sure.
Live-action role players or LARPers.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
That's a thing.
Okay. So that's not, they're not called the Society for Creative Anachronism anymore?
No.
All right, okay. Police figured out that Sebastian and Anthony had gotten into the car with the teenagers intending to sell them $80 worth of weed. Instead, one of the kids pepper sprayed him.
Whoa!
Stole his weed from him and then ran off. So instead of possession, Steve and Anthony have been charged with drug trafficking.
Okay.
As well as obstructing justice. The band of teenagers, it appears, are just, they're pretty much feral.
It's about accurate.
Isn't that, I mean, isn't that about right? You're just a